吃。I'm so... Hi. Sorry, was I being too loud? I'm sorry. I know it's late. No, I'm fine. No, I'm good. Please don't come in. I don't want to see you right now. Everything's fine. I'm sorry. I know that wasn't respectful. I know you're trying to help, but look, I mean, I've just been... Of course, I appreciate you for taking me in and everything, but, like, I've only been your foster daughter for a couple of months, and so it's just, I don't know, it's hard for me to trust people, you know, and look, I appreciate it. You've only ever been really nice to me, and you and Mrs., you and Mrs. Johnson, you've just been really nice, and so I don't want to, it's nothing, really, it's nothing. Please don't turn on the light. No, I don't want to. Yeah, I am hurt. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll show you my face. Please don't be mad at me. Okay. Thank you. Oh, is it really that bad? I'm sorry. Ow! Yeah, that hurts. Ow, please don't touch my cheek. Ow. I've cleaned it already. I got into a fight, okay? I swear, Mr. Johnson, it's nothing that you need to worry about. Just a misunderstanding, okay? No, she hasn't seen it yet. Because... Because I didn't show her, okay? I just came right up to my room after I got home. What time? Like, I don't know, normal time. I'm sorry, that was a lie. It was a lie, I know. She was already making dinner and busy with it, and so I just said, I'm coming upstairs and don't bother with me. I mean, there's so many of us in this foster house. I understand. I don't want to... Look, I really don't want to be a burden. I don't need to... I really don't need to burden you with this, okay? Are you sure? I really don't want to. I mean, like, I'm only 2 weeks away from going into my other apartment and everything, and then I'll be out of your hair, you know? Yeah, of course I had a good birthday. Please, you sound like you're trying to make me feel guilty. I don't know, my 18th birthday was the best of my life, is because you and Mrs. Johnson were just really nice about it. You, like, got me a cake and everything, and... I really don't want you to lose any respect for me. I was so stupid. I should have just listened to you. Okay. About, you remember my friend? I introduced you to him, like, last week. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, the guy with the dark hair, you said, warned me about him. Look, after school, I didn't come right home. I went to meet him, and we were gonna go and take a walk in the woods and just talk about stuff, you know? We were gonna go to the same college, and I really like him, you know? And I get it. I know your house, your roof, your rules. There's that he's never been here before and everything. So I've been respectful of that, but I just wanted to see him. I missed him. He said he wanted to give me a birthday present. No, 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 don't tell her, please. I don't want anybody else to know about this. I'm so fucking embarrassed. Really? You'll listen? And you're not mad, you promise? I don't want you to be mad at me. Did he do this to me? I mean, kinda. Okay. Yeah, can you get me some water? You shut the door, I'll tell you what happened, okay? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you. God, it's so fucking stupid. What did I do? Thank you. So I met him outside the school. We started to go to his place. He said that he had my present in the basement or something. And so we started walking along on the sidewalk down Broad Street, and then he turned to go into the woods. I was like, what are you doing? Where are we going? You know, and he said that it was a shortcut, you know, shortcut through the woods across to Minersville, where he lives. So I was like, sure, yeah, I know that same path too. So we go at I'm sorry, it's okay. You don't need to hug me. It hurts, actually. I just need some time to tell you. So we're walking along, and all of a sudden we got jumped by two guys. I didn't know what they wanted, like, or money or anything like that. But one grabbed me. And the other grabbed him, and he grabbed me around, covered my face with his hand, and, like, held me around the waist. I was so scared, I didn't know what was happening, so the other one grabbed him, and he struggled for a minute, and I couldn't, just, the other guy forced me down on my knees, and made me, like, face a tree. And I didn't know what they were going to do to him. He said for me to kneel there and wait. So I did. I waited there and felt like for fucking ever. But they stopped. I could hear them stop struggling, you know, behind me. And then and then I feel one of them's hands over my mouth again, and they push me over, flip me on the ground, and then they started to, like, kick me, and I could barely breathe. I couldn't see who was doing it. It just felt like I just was in a ball wrapped up, and I kept screaming, told them to take anything they wanted, and just let us go, and then. I mean, you know, you were right. Those boys were animals. I should never have spoken to them. But I do I have to say anything else, really? I don't. I just wanted to go away. I'm just surprised that you're listening and not yelling. But I don't. I really don't. Every detail so that you know what to do. I don't want you to do anything. Are you going to hurt them? I don't want to go to the cops. My life would be ruined and there's only a few weeks left before I could leave here. Okay. 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 I get it. I want to press charges later. Okay. Fuck. Okay. Okay. I'll tell you everything. Oh. So I could barely fucking breathe, and I felt the two of them dragging me by my ankles, like, deeper into the side of the woods off the path. I'm just screaming at them to please don't, please stop. And then I feel, I had my eyes closed, but all I felt was somebody else there, somebody slapping me. He hit me so hard in the face. And when he spoke, I knew it was him. He was helping them, or he was in on it or something. He said, shut the fuck up. He said, yeah, my friend, the guy you warned me about. I thought he was my friend. He hit me. Cut my lip. Here. I don't know how nobody heard me. I was crying so much. It hurt so bad, the rocks and the sticks cutting into my back. And they get me into this, like, I don't know. They drag me behind this huge stump so people couldn't see. And I asked him why. Why was he doing this? And I said, I didn't understand. I thought we were together. I thought that, it's disgusting. I told him I thought that he wanted to give me a present. He said that this was it. He said, he called me all kinds of awful names. Said so many mean things about me. I don't want to, like, what? He said, that I was a stuck up little bitch. After he hit me, I just laid there and they started, I couldn't move. It hurt so much. The guys at my feet took off my pants, and he ripped my blouse that I was wearing. He ripped it off of me. And I was trying to cover myself and everything. I tried to fight. I really did. He took out a switchblade. He opened it up and put it against me. He said that if I moved while they undressed me, then his hands would slip and he wouldn't be able to stop, and it wouldn't be his fault. So I just asked him not to cut me, and he called me so many disgusting names that I think I'm better than everyone, that I'm a goody-goody, but that I'm nothing but a worthless foster kid, and no one cared about me. Oh, that's not it. Cut my bra. I really don't want to say anymore. Can't you figure out what happened? I don't know. I'm like, you're not mad at me, really? Okay, yeah, I'll hold your hand. Hold your hand. I'll tell you. Okay. Sorry. Hands so sweaty. I'm sorry. I'll stop being nervous. I'm just so embarrassed. Because he took the knife off of my throat and put it between my legs. And he made me naked. He cut everything off me. And he says, oh God, I just begged him to let me go. I told him I wouldn't tell anybody. Fuck. He said that I think that I'm better than everyone, but that they're gonna show me what I'm good for. I thought he liked me, that he cared about me. He just laughed at me. He cut my legs. Yes, I was still fighting. I was fighting as hard as I could. I was naked in the woods, and he had the knife, and I just started to pray. And then she just kept laughing. And the three of them started taking their shorts down.
I know.
I never done anything, Mr. Johnson, before, so I was so scared. They were disgusting. The more I cried, the more they got hard. Fuck. I never wanted it to be like this. I never wanted to see anyone naked until it was, you know, my choice and I was ready. And these guys were just, they were so mean. They really liked to hurt me. I knew I couldn't do anything. But I still fought. I did. I cut up my knees trying to get away. I thought maybe their shorts down around their ankles, they might like fucking slip and fall or something. No, they caught up to me. And they were on top of me and they took turns using me. They raped me. Yeah, all of them. One after the other, I mean, at first. It went on for so fucking long that they left me there. So they'd kill me if I told anybody. I found my clothes and came back here. That's it. Yeah, that's it. What do you mean? Let go of my hand. Stop it. Stop holding my hand, please, Mr. Johnson. You're scaring me. You're hurting me. It's too tight. Stop. What are you doing? No, no, no. Oh, God, please, not you. What are you going to do? I don't want to touch you. You're not trying to make me touch you. Are you fucking serious? God damn it. You fucking bastard. Let go. Please don't do this to me. That's why you wanted me to fucking describe everything, you fucking maniac. Sick fucking bitch. Oh. I'm gonna scream, you fucking bastard. What if your wife hears this? Stop. Please don't hurt me like this, too. Please don't. I don't want to touch you. I don't want to touch you, Mr. Johnson, please. How can you do this to me? I thought you were good. What the hell? No! They did not use any drugs. Who told you that? That's not true. He's a liar. I did not go to the party last week. Okay. I'll shut the fuck up. I'm listening. I understand. How do you know about that? Okay. Oh, I can't have alcohol on my record. I know. I don't want to stay here another year for rehab. No, please. Not a... You sick fuck. Please don't tell my social worker that I was drinking. Oh, God, please, no. I don't want to tell you anymore. You know what they did. I just said. Please don't hit me again. Don't hit me again, please. Rub you. Oh. Please. I'm begging you, don't make me do this. I was just raped. Okay. Fuck. I'll do. Just please be fast. Please. They, yeah, I'm fucking telling you. Every detail. They did it one after the other. And then, please don't make me. Okay. I will. Please don't kill me. I'll talk. He told the other two to hold me down, and he got him between my legs. Yeah, there was one guy holding my wrists, and the other guy holding my feet apart, and then they pushed himself inside me. It hurt so much more than I thought it would. Yeah, it bled. I was bleeding on his, you know, his cock. I couldn't see anything. He started to hit me in the face every few seconds. They laughed at how hard I was crying. They were so evil. The one at my wrist. He held my wrist with one hand and he started to jerk off. I thought I was gonna die. He kept hitting me, going harder and faster. Then he started to choke me. Just like you, you fucking bastard. Yes, alright. Yes. He came inside of me. No, please put the knife down. You don't have to do that to me too. I'm still touching you. Just please get this over with. Please. More. The other guys. Okay. when he was done, the one holding my wrist, he switched places and got between my legs. He just used me again. He was so much harder than him. His nails were long, ragged. They were just digging into my thighs. He held me down with his body and all this guy was doing, and he pushed his cock with my blood all over it, down my throat. No, the other guy didn't stop. He finished, and then I felt the other guy at my feet and in between my legs. He was bigger than the other, so I knew it was him. I couldn't breathe. My cocked on my throat. I just kind of fainted for a minute. It felt like I was floating above myself, watching them do this to me. And then I heard the last guy say that he doesn't want his cock where the other cocks were. You are disgusting, horrifying. Yes, you're right. The last one, he use my ass. Please stop raping my hand. Please don't do this to me too. Don't rape me. Please. How can you like this? I thought that you loved me. I thought you were good. Yeah, I mean, my friend, I thought he was my friend. He came in my mouth. Yeah, it fucking hurt worse. It hurt worse in my ass. And he used me till I bleed. Oh, God. Bleeding everywhere. After that, they stood over me and laughed again. The one I thought he was my friend, he held a knife to my throat again and said that if I told, he'd rape me with the knife next time and that I wouldn't live. And then he kissed me. Told me that I was a good rape toy, but then he pushed my face into the ground so hard. Dirt in my nose and mouth, I couldn't breathe. And that's it. That's it. I swear to God. Are you... Please, please. Please, God. Are you gonna... No, please, please, I told you what you wanted. Please get out of my room. Please. I won't say anything. I won't. Don't tell about the alcohol. I don't want to stay here with you. What? No. No, please don't make me do that. I can't. I can hardly open my mouth. Don't make me lick it clean. It's disgusting. Okay. I'm fucking doing it. There. There, you're clean now. Stop it. Stop touching my ass. Stop it. Stop. Please don't. Please don't do this. Oh. Please. No, I can't. Ow. Everything hurts. Please don't do this to me. Please don't. Please, you're too heavy. You're too heavy. Please don't do this. Don't. Please just go.